SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Australian apples may be in season and in high demand, but growers like Ian Pearce say their profits are on the decline.
The returns have been pretty minuscule in recent years. Like for gala apples, I know in our case, yeah, we haven't seen an increase in price for probably 12 or 13 years. So in that time, our labour costs have gone up about 52%. So tough at our end. At the consumer end, the prices seem to have gone up quite a bit at the retail level.
Shoppers say they're feeling the pain too. Many shoppers say there needs to be more accountability for the significant price increases amid a cost of living crisis.
I feel like it is pretty ridiculous at this point.
They're ripping us all off, especially the farmers and the small independent people.
Yes, I think they should be fined and maybe even in prison for price gouging. In other industries, you know, people are held accountable. Times are tough and we deserve a break.
Coles and Woolworths both posted billion-dollar profits last year, prompting accusations of price gouging. Now, a review into the relationship between supermarkets and suppliers recommends making an opt-in code of conduct mandatory for the sector. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has welcomed the interim report, arguing its recommendations will increase accountability.
This is all about a fair go for farmers and families. It recognises that by replacing a voluntary code with a mandatory code, it's easier to enforce. We can impose penalties on people who do the wrong thing, and it's also harder for people to walk away from.
The proposed changes will see breaches to the code of conduct punishable by fines of up to $10 million or 10% of a company's annual turnover. For Coles and Woolworths, that would represent more than $4 billion. Former Labor Minister Craig Emerson, who leads the supermarket review, says the harsh penalties will help to discourage unethical behaviour.
Surely, if you've got the ACCC breathing down your neck and threatening to go to court, you'd probably change your behaviour so that you didn't have to have such a high-profile court case with such high penalties at risk. If such a fine was applied by the courts, it would have to be pretty much the biggest in corporate history in Australia, and it's really for systemic, really nasty, egregious behaviour.
National Farmers Federation President David Johinki says some of this egregious behaviour allegedly includes the intimidation and blacklisting of farmers who speak up about unfair pricing.
What we're hearing from our members is that they're frightened to speak up, hence why we are supportive of protections for people who are calling out bad behaviour when they are, in fact, just wanting to run decent businesses under decent terms and conditions. And that's what a mandatory code will do.
Combined, the two supermarket giants control two-thirds of the market share of the sector. Coles says it's proud to support the code, while Woolworths says they're on board too, but want the rules applied to other major retailers like Amazon and Costco. The Supermarket Review stops short of suggesting the introduction of divestiture powers, which could be used to break apart the supermarket duopoly of Woolworths and Coles. The Greens and Nationals have both favoured the move, which could see the supermarket giants forced to sell off assets to reduce their portion of the market share and encourage more competition. Dr. Emerson says he believes this approach won't work because the domestic competition lacks the ability to buy up these assets.
Who are they going to sell the 20% of their stores to? You can say, well, maybe a foreign supermarket. But they're not going to all just flood in to buy, say, 20% of the stores. So then you're looking at the following prospect, which is those stores are closed because of forced divestiture. The workers lose their jobs for no fault of their own. And the local shoppers in the local community say, Why did our Woolworths get closed? Oh, the government ordered it to be closed.
The Coalition and the Greens have rejected the finding of Dr. Emerson's interim report. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says the review has been a partisan exercise, while Green Senator Nick McKim believes it does not go far enough.
The review was written, the results were dictated by Jim Chalmers, and I think this is a Mickey Mouse review that's been conducted by a Labor mate with an outcome predetermined by the Treasurer. There's not going to be any price relief here for consumers.
Dr. Emerson's recommendations are applying a band-aid to a gaping wound. And unless the concentration of market power of Coles and Woolworths is adequately addressed, nothing will change.
Sam Dover, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.